What if death isn't the end, but merely a transition? Dr. Brian Weiss, a Yale and Columbia-trained psychiatrist, didn't believe in reincarnation until his patient Catherine spontaneously recalled past lives during therapy. This watershed moment transformed a skeptical doctor into a spiritual pioneer whose work has touched millions worldwide. His journey reveals that our souls choose each lifetime as carefully designed experiences for spiritual growth. We select our parents, circumstances, and key relationships before birth, creating a life plan with spiritual guides. While certain destiny points are predetermined, we retain free will in how we respond to these situations. This explains those inexplicable déjà vu moments. They're glimpses of our pre-birth planning peeking through the veil of forgetting that accompanies incarnation. Have you ever noticed how children seem to possess wisdom beyond their years? They arrive with considerable spiritual awareness that gradually gets suppressed through socialization. Young children often reveal knowledge that defies conventional explanation, like the 3-year-old who instinctively wrapped his deceased dog in butter and bandages, mimicking ancient Egyptian burial practices he couldn't possibly have learned. Even more astonishing, Columbia University linguists once verified 2-year-old twins speaking fluent Aramaic, a language extinct since Christ's time. These aren't anomalies, but glimpses of our soul's journey across multiple lifetimes. By asking children simple questions about when they were big before, parents sometimes access remarkable insights about past lives before this natural wisdom fades as children adapt to society's expectations. Our connections with others serve as the primary vehicle for spiritual growth after birth. Through relationships, we test our progress, revealing whether we've truly learned to respond with love rather than fear. The most challenging relationships often provide the greatest opportunities for soul development. To nurture these connections, we must first understand our immortal nature, distinguishing between our eternal essence and the conditioned patterns that distort our perceptions of others. Remember that happiness comes from within and doesn't depend on others' behavior. Small gestures often mean more than grand ones. A simple ice cream cone brought home after a difficult day can convey more love than expensive gifts. When conflicts arise, identify the underlying fears rather than getting distracted by surface emotions. Never speak from anger. Words have lasting power. Why suffer for days when you can resolve issues in hours? Imagine a diamond covered in layers of dirt. That's us, divine souls temporarily obscured by negative emotions and conditioning. Our true nature isn't something we need to learn, but rather uncover by removing what conceals it. This isn't just spiritual poetry, it's physically relevant. Medical research confirms that chronic stress and negative emotions damage our bodies by triggering harmful hormones, affecting heart rate, blood pressure, and immune function. Loneliness increases disease risk by 200 to 500%, while love and intimacy promote healing. No other factor, not diet, exercise, or medication, impacts health more significantly than emotional well-being. Fear keeps minds closed, preventing us from receiving new knowledge. Anger stems from judgment, holding others to standards they may not even know about. Insecurity arises from preoccupation with outcomes rather than simply doing what's right without expectation. We spend too much time accumulating possessions, hammers, rather than building our spiritual home. Sometimes our biological family doesn't provide needed support, and we find our true family in friends who share our values. If blood is thicker than water, then spirit is thicker than blood. The deepest parts of our minds transcend ordinary time, allowing past events to affect us with immediate intensity. Yet, understanding can heal these old traumas. Many fears actually stem from forgotten events in this life or past lives that we project into the future, when what we fear has already concluded. Remembering our true nature as immortal souls is the key to joy. We exist eternally in a vast sea of energy with helping spirits guiding us toward God consciousness. Our earthly distractions, money, power, prestige, mislead us from this truth. To find happiness, we must change internally, not wait for external circumstances to shift. A professional golfer learned during meditation that the course itself only wanted him to enjoy its beauty rather than obsess over scores, a metaphor for life itself. Similarly, during meditation, Weiss received the message, "This world is given to you as a beautiful garden. You diminish the garden if you do not enjoy its fruits. Paradise isn't something we need to die to experience. It's accessible now if we choose it." Love is the highest and most pure energy, possessing both wisdom and awareness. It's the energy that unites all beings, an absolute that never ends. When physicists measure the energies healers emit, these are likely related to love's spiritual energy. Two main life goals are redemption and inner peace. Redemption means freedom from karma through actions and grace, leading to enlightenment. When our hearts overflow with love toward others, we fulfill our karmic debts. Inner peace alone isn't enough. We must reach out to others and help heal the planet. The true reward is in doing without expectation, acting unselfishly. Einstein described humans as experiencing themselves as separate from the universe, an illusion that restricts us to personal desires. Our task is to free ourselves by widening our circle of compassion. True communities are built on compassion and cooperation, attitudes of the heart that cannot be legislated but must be learned from within. When communities are compassionate and responsible, we recreate a bit of heaven on earth. Near-death experiences consistently reveal a beautiful, comforting light that transcends neurochemical explanations. When you find the light, you find peace, comfort, and love. There are many dimensions beyond our physical world, different energetic states and levels of consciousness. Heaven can be considered another dimension, with many sublevels through which we progress as we become more enlightened. A melancholic young waiter who rarely showed emotion experienced profound joy during regression when he entered a paradise-like jungle scene. Overwhelmed with tears, he could barely describe the experience except to say it felt like home. This spiritual experience revealed the ineffable beauty of our true spiritual home beyond Earth's three-dimensional world, a timeless place many call heaven. What if the greatest journey isn't outward to distant stars, but inward to our eternal nature? The message from countless spiritual experiences is consistent. We are immortal souls temporarily inhabiting physical bodies. Death is merely walking through a door into another room, a larger, brighter space where we're always surrounded by love. By remembering this truth, we transform not just our individual lives, but our collective experience on Earth. The choice is ours, to live in fear of death or to embrace the eternal love that connects us all across time, space, and dimensions.